Duke Dance, Dal Erickson here with you for First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday and talking Lady Ranger basketball. Kemmer High School girls basketball coach Phil Thatcher joining us on the show this morning. Coach Thatcher, good morning. How are you today?
Oh, doing well. How are you guys?
We're doing great. Thank you for taking a few minutes of your day here this morning. And you had a game last night, Coach. Talk to us a little bit about your matchup with Big Piney last night as you opened up conference play.
Well, it was a tough one as normal with Big Piney. We've got a little bit of a rivalry going on, it seems like, the last few years. It was a good game for us for most of the way. We played three pretty good quarters, and then the fourth quarter, they kind of got after us. We made a few mistakes. They ended up beating us by about 20, but, you know, for most of the game, it was within about 4 points, and then that fourth quarter, we kind of lost a little bit of our execution and made too many mistakes, and they took advantage of it, and they got us in the end. But we get another shot at him here in a couple weeks, so we'll see what we can do to get him back.
Coach, what did you learn about your team? Or maybe you mentioned some of the fourth quarter mistakes that were made. What are some of your takeaways that you're going to focus on in the upcoming week of practice?
Well, the first thing is we are capable of playing good basketball. We've shown several times this year. We've just got to be more consistent with it. We've usually putting together, you know, two or three good quarters, but we've always got one or one and a half quarters where we tend to let things go. And as a coach, I got to figure that out a little bit better. But these girls are capable of doing it. The other thing that we've got to do is we got to know that teams are going to be really focused heavily on Lily Lozier, our little freshman, having a pretty good year this year. She's done some great things for us. And so that's what happened last night a little bit. Big Piney boxed and wonder, you know, it's a zone man combination defense to kind of take away a powerful player that you have, and they really focus on it. We struggled with that a little bit, so we've got to find some ways to do that and combat that kind of strategy, because it's not going to be the last time we see it. Teams are going to be heavily focused on her. So yeah, we've just got to find a way to have the other girls step up and take care of the ball a little bit.
You talk about her. Let's kind of talk about some of your players and who comprises the Cameron Lady Rangers this year, and maybe what some of their roles and some of the expectations you have for them.
So we've got a very inexperienced team right now at the varsity level. Right now, I've got one girl that's playing that has any sort of meaningful varsity experience before this year. Hadley Wood, a senior that we have, she started last year. And she's kind of the one we've been rallying around, although we did get another senior back this year, Kaylin Lockwood, after a pretty valiant struggle with some injuries that she's had for the last couple of years. She's back on the court for the first time since her freshman year. And so she's a very strong leader, and she's getting better and better at her basketball and her role. She's a guard for us. Hadley's one of our posts. And so those are the two we're leaning on. And then, like I met Lily, Lily Lozier is a freshman. She's just been outstanding. She's learning and growing. I'm really impressed with especially how she's coachable. She's listening to me and trying to get better. She's averaging about 18 points a game. She only had 14 last night, and that was with the special defense focused almost solely on her. Still was able to get 14 points out of the deal, so that was nice. And then we have a bunch of juniors. The one that's starting for me now is, there's two starting actually, Josie Gunner and Natalie Rubalkova. They were my two juniors that are starting. Josie hasn't played for a year or two, and so she's coming back, trying to figure some things out. Quick little guard with a lot of hustle and some, just some tenacity to her. And Natalie's a pretty gifted natural athlete, and her confidence has come around. Actually, last night, I think, was her best game. So much energy and hustle. So we've got some things in place, and we just got to get a little more consistent with how they're working together, and that takes some time. And I've told the girls, you can't fake experience. So we've just got to go through some things.
Coach Phil Thatcher, Kemmer Lady Ranger basketball coach, as you're going through those, I'm kind of looking at your season box score a little. And yeah, Lily Lozier is a freshman, 18 points per game. Also leads the team in rebounding, assists, steals, blocks. I mean, just a, just an incredible athlete, right? And then you have a, another freshman, Logan Rogers, who's second on the team in scoring at six and a half-ish points per game. And so the future very bright for Kemmer, but it's always kind of a I don't know if it's a tricky situation is the word, because you're going to take your athletes wherever you can get them on whatever age you can get them. But how has the team gelled this year when you have your two great senior leaderships, like you mentioned, with Hadley Wood and Kaylin Lockwood, and then you have these two outstanding freshmen with the juniors in between?
Well, what you have to do is, the way I approach is I just tell the team, look, I'm going to put the best five out there. Like, that's just my rule. And I think the girls have been really good about that. I haven't heard of any or felt any, you know, people being upset about seniors or whoever starting. I think we're kind of all on the same page with that. You know, the one thing with Logan Rogers, she got injured in the first tournament, had a pretty good showing in the first few games, and then she's been injured and she's been out for, well, the last 4 or 5 weeks. Her and McKenna Whitbeck, and they've been two that I was kind of going to lean on, whether they were starting or first off the bench. McKenna's a little sophomore of mine. They've both been out since the first tournament, so we're hoping to get them back in the next week or so. Be a little bit of help to us, get some more JV time and just more subs off the bench. But really the team, and I think that's the key, is the gelling point. We're still figuring out each other's roles. Like I said, Hadley Wood is the only one that's got any meaningful varsity experience. And so, like last night, talking to the girls, they were like, man, these conference games are intense. I'm like, yeah, they are. And, you know, Big Piney is always a tough place to play anyway, but just those experiences, they haven't had them. And so you've got to have them. You got to learn how to deal with that emotion and that intensity, and then you got to make adjustments. And so, yeah, I think you nailed it right there about the gelling and just kind of getting used to what is this varsity basketball game all about. So that's what we're doing right now.
Well, looking down the road a little bit, what games do you have coming up, and what are some not just looking at the schedule, but maybe the next time you get to play at home?
So we are playing home actually this next week. This is a big weekend for us coming up. You know, we're just started conference last night. And we have two more conference games this next weekend, Wind River on Friday and then Wyoming Indian on Saturday. Wind River is a team, just looking at their scores, watching a little bit of film. You know, they've had, I think, some of the similar struggles as us. I think they're a young and experienced team. Their best player is a freshman, averaging about 20 a game. You know, they've struggled when they've played really good teams. And so actually, I think it's going to be a good game for us. I think we can get them, but we got to play our best game. And then on Saturday, Wyoming Indian, I think, is the conference front runner, maybe even the regional front runner. They usually are. They come in with so much talent and so much depth and just so much skill, and yeah, they're just a tough team every year. And so we've got to do something good on Friday to feel good about going into Saturday. I don't think Wyoming Indian is as fast as they've been in the past, but I do think that they're going to be super skilled. So we've got to try to grind it out with them.
Well, Coach Thatcher, I also wanted to bring up something that was probably pretty special during a game. I think it was last week. You guys had the chance to unveil the girls' state track and field banner state championship from the last school year, 2025. I know you've been part of that. You have kids and some of the girls on your team for the basketball program were part of that. What has that been like to see that program just explode over the last couple of years and now look up and see that banner in the rafters?
Well, it's pretty special. You know, we've had the last two or three years pretty special groups come through. And, you know, that senior group last year that we had was very talented. There were five or six girls in that group that were track athletes. Like, I think they did well in other sports. Don't get me wrong. They were just outstanding athletes. But I think track, they just really, really shined. And so, you know, and the unfortunate part is when you get that banner, most of them are gone. And so they don't get to be there for the hanging, but they'll be able to walk in and see that banner and hopefully remember all the good things they did. And it's been really fun. And the cool thing about that, you know, looking a little bit ahead to the spring, we've got some great athletes still lingering around, you know, and I still think we can go be a top three team in state track. But, you know, we've got a lot of these girls on this basketball team that I'm trying to say, hey, if you're that kind of athlete, let's just go work and let's just have fun with this basketball And I think we can do that. And I think eventually we can be competitive in this conference. It's just, we got to take that confidence that you see on the track and just apply it to the basketball court. There's a little bit different skill level, obviously, but you got to still play with the same attitude. So if we can get that done, we'll be all right.
That's Coach Bill Thatcher, head coach of the Kemmer Lady Rangers basketball program. Coach, thank you for your time. Wish you guys the very, very best moving forward.
Hey, thank you.
It's all part of First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday on SVI Radio.